This is 1816, a Rise of the Guardians fanfic, written by Towards Morning and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and is gen, with additional tags for reference to death, pre-canon. Written for the prompt, Jack, in the year without a summer. Jack doesn't anticipate the way winter continues that year across so much of the world, and that's unsettling enough in and of itself. He doesn't normally have to think about that sort of thing. He just knows, an instinct he's never been without. But this year, January turns to February, and then trickles into March, April, May, and places he'd normally be leaving unattended are still thick with snow and frost he had nothing to do with. At first, he's pretty pleased with the whole thing. Soon, though, children stop coming out to play in the snow, and instead he watches them through the doorways, always just outside to keep his chill a respectable distance. He watches all but the richest grow thinner and thinner and thinner. Even some of the rich follow suit next, cheeks turning hollow. The sky stays a clean, milky white as the crops wither and die, slowly rotting into nothing while May turns to June, and in America he watches snow falling on the ground, watches people shiver. The cold is always worse for people who don't have food, and now it seems nobody has enough. The thing about winter is that it's a lot older than Jack. He embodies it, or parts of it at least, but it doesn't actually need him. He could no more call it off for a year than he could stop the sun setting. So that, not winter, he sits in snowdrifts and windowsills and parks and watches the world move by. It's not fun, not like this, and he grumbles about how this shouldn't be his job, like he's some guardian, but that's what it becomes. Work. Snowball fights are replaced by keeping a keener eye out for children than usual, and he holds off on laying any frost on himself, no matter how bored he is. The weeks stretch on, and sometimes he dashes off to places normally unaffected by his presence in July, August, just to let off some steam. He always remembers the ruined crops and starving children elsewhere, and is accordingly careful, though. He's always careful anyway, he tells himself. It's not like he's turning boring. Winter kills people every year, but Jack knows that it kills fewer people than if he wasn't around to have any say in the matter. Freezing streets under people's feet and starting snowball fights is one thing, but Jack's never let it go further than that, and more than one child has been miraculously found half frozen in the woods to make up for it. Winter kills, but it was killing long before Jack came around, and he tells himself that it's not his fault, not at all, that there's nothing to be done but to wait and hope. In September, he wanders along the frozen Thames, eyes sturdy under his feet without any extra encouraging. It's dark out, and he can see Sandman's first trails starting to make their way into bedrooms. Jack pauses to touch one wonderingly, sand shifting through his fingers, the most color for miles around, he's sure. And when he looks back up, Sandy's right in front of him. The man looks serious, uncharacteristically so, and Jack wonders with a tight squeeze of panic in his stomach whether he's come to his own conclusions about this long winter. It had crossed his mind before. There's a certain reputation Jack has, and normally he relishes it, but the idea of being blamed for all this makes him feel a little sick, and if he's honest with himself, he's been laying low for that reason. Sure enough, he gets a floating snowflake and a question mark for his troubles. Jack hesitates, then shakes his head, feeling his already weak grin slide off his face. "It's out of my hands, little man," he says, and almost winces at how serious his voice sounds. If nothing else, he hopes it sounds sincere. It must, because Sandy's face loosens, and Jack can see sympathy there. Sandy pats his arm comfortingly and shrugs helplessly in turn. Jack tries to get the smile back onto his face.
Thanks, Sandy.
Sandy's a guardian. Sandy's busy, so Jack waves him off as he flies back to work. Once he's alone again, he starts back off down the Thames, feet scuffing the already filthy ice as he walks. The night's still, and he doesn't feel like flying. Not tonight. After a few yards, he feels something twang in his chest, like a string out of tune, and he looks up sharply. There's someone out there. Someone cold and alone, in need of help. He can tell. Like how he can tell when the wind is on its way and when someone's due a frost. He has work to do. The end. Author's notes. I've put off posting this for ages because I'm not 100% happy with this. But I think if I don't post it soon, I never will. So, why not? An anonymous fic meme asked for a piece about Jack during 1816, when large parts of the US and Europe, and I believe some parts of Asia, basically had a year-long winter due to a volcanic eruption. I'm no historian, and writing about something which actually happened feels weird, to say the least. But I've tried to keep things vaguely in check, and I do know a little bit about the timeline of what weather happens when and so on. Oh, and I've not bothered trying to alter any speech patterns to match contemporary ones, since, well, the film didn't. Reader's Notes. This podfic was recorded for Something Incorporeal as part of ITPE 2017. I know you actually asked for Jack Pitch fic in Rise of the Guardians, but think of it this way. If ever there was a season where the boogeyman was having a really good time, it was the winter that lasted for an entire year. So Jack has probably run into Pitch a couple handful of times throughout 1816, and maybe there was some, like, longing looks, or Pitch does something like lures a child into trouble and then Jack has to rescue them. I don't know. If ever there was a year for Jack Pitch to make things happen, it was 1816. So, yeah, here is a podfic for you. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for listening, everybody else as well, and have a nice day.